Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Matthew Talk Show. I'm your host, Celebrity Matthew, talking personally. Let's pump it up. It is March the 28th, 2024 at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's join my co-host today. Welcome, Cat in the House.
Hello. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing? I'm doing good. How you feeling?
Good. I'm pretty good. I'm trying to fight a little bit of being under the weather, but I'm okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, hope you feel better.
Yeah. It's that time of the year. Weather.
Yeah. Allergies and all that. And trust me, I feel it. I'd be sneezing all day long. I know how you feel. Yeah. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the moms and dads out there. Thank you guys, you know, for being great moms and dads. Also, like to give a big shout out to people who are listening in DC, Maryland, Detroit, Canada, and Japan. A new person, I mean, people listening in. Thanks a lot for listening in. I hope these, you know, episodes, you know, enlighten you and help you or whatever. If you want to call in or leave a message, you can do that. You can call in at 563-999-3074. We're talking about, can a man be friends with a woman? Wow. That's my opinion, no. That's just my opinion. I don't think a man can. Nah, you already know. I can't be friends. We can be associates, but friends, hey, come on now. You telling me your problems and all that. You know, like, what's up, shorty? Let me, you know what I mean? Nah, guys, we going to want to, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about that?
Well, I did do a little research on it, as well as I do have my own opinion. So I'm going to give you a little. The research says, it says, yes, men and women will be friends if they if they have mutual respect and understanding and they respect boundaries. You know, that's a big part. So it says that, you know, that's important, that, you know, that they keep their feelings within the context of their friendship and maintain those boundaries and respect each other's, you know, boundaries of that friendship. Now, if you can't, then of course, then no, you can't be friends. But,
that's true. That's so true.
I think it's possible, but I think it's more difficult if the other is attracted to the other.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. If you're attracted to that woman or man, it's going to be hard, yeah. You're right.
But it's still possible that it's a little bit more difficult to be friends, like you said. And I guess it depends on what everybody's interpretation of friendship is different. Like you said, you know, if you want to hang out and talk and tell me about your
Right.
Right? If you're just talking, they be friends where, you know, we're cordial, we're polite, we see each other, you know, we say hi, keep moving, you know, that's a different, level of friendship.
Yeah.
So it depends. But I don't see, like, if you're one or the other is hanging out with the other's partners and things like that, and one of them is attracted to the other, I don't think that's a good idea, because I think that's when people get in trouble.
You're right about that. You're right. And I had a conversation with a lady. She's like, I got male friends. I said, you got a boyfriend? Yeah, he don't mind. What planet are you from? Ain't no man gonna go for that. Come on now. He listened to me. Okay. You keep That's why I said,
I mean, if he was very secure in the relationship, why should he worry about that?
Yeah, well, good luck on that. Well, if I was in that situation, if I was dating somebody or whatever, and I don't have female friends, I call. I mean, if I did, you know, I let that woman know. But some women tend to get jealous, like, you know, who is this? And I'm telling that my friend about our problems. Women ain't gonna like that, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm having problems with my girl. She doing this. That woman is gonna lean and say, okay, it's gonna be okay, and it's gonna be an emotional connection between me and that friend. And then it's going to be just like the dude, you know, if she told him, well, he ain't doing this, he a jerk. He should, man, please, I'll be doing that. You ain't going to do that. You're trying to get your shot off. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we know how to play the cards. We're going to wait 2 or 3 years before we, you know, if something happens and you vulnerable enough, we're going to like, okay, what's up? You know what I'm saying? You so sweet, lad. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, sometimes I know it may be a little off the subject, but, you know, like when you meet someone and you're newly dating, I don't know if it's a good idea to tell them. If they say, oh, what happened in your last relationship? I don't know if that's always a good idea to tell them what happened.
That's true.
You know,
because
it can work against you in a way. They'll bring it up and say, oh, well, you know, that guy was a jerk and, you know, like, oh, I'm
that's
not
true.
Like that or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they could say, well, you know, you put up with that, so how dare you not put up with this? You know, so they can use it against you, too, so. I don't know.
That's so true. You're right about that. You never lied about that. I'm like this. I'm at this age. I'm almost 55 years old. So if I'm dating somebody or we, you know, about to, before we do that, I'll let her know I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with disrespectful, this and that. Same here. If that happens the first time, we're done. We're not going to continue this relationship. You know, we ain't kids. We ain't 20 years old. We almost in our 60s. Mm-hmm. So I ain't got time to be bouncing around with you like that. So, you know, we friends, and we're going to, you know, try to make this into a relationship, but we want to keep that friendship going. But at any time that we do something that we don't like, we need to, like, you know, or whatever. So, you know, it's just hard, you know. And I think that people forget how to stay friends in a relationship. That's my next thing.
Yeah.
A lot of us, you know, we get in relationships, we have sex, and, you know, we let our hair down, like, I'm comfortable with that person. Because once you have sex with some person, it's like, wow, that's good. Yeah, it was cool. And you see that person hair all over the place and the breath stinking and all that. You know, you get comfortable. I mean, you really get comfortable as a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You walking around like, hey. So, you know, but you got to stay that, keep that woman the way you got that man. You got to, you know, still respect that person. I want a woman to motivate me. Don't just sit around, what are we going to do next? And what you think we're going to do next? You better get up and, you know, what? Come on now. I'm sorry. Well, I am too. You know, so I need somebody to motivate me. I like to act silly. What? I like to act silly.
You don't want them to get too.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
You want to keep it fresh or keep making it exciting, even if you have.
Keep it exciting because it gets boring. I mean, like after the sex, it's like, okay, what's next? I want to motivate you. You motivate me. I want to, you know, every time you see me, I want you to put a smile on my face. I put a smile on your face. It should be like the first time we met, you know. And then how do you deal with a person like a disagreement? I never seen that person get mad, and you never seen him get mad. So when that time comes, is she going to act up? Is he going to act up? So we always see the good side of the person, like, you know, all laughing. But when that person gets mad or have a disagreement, how he or she is going to react? You know, are they going to act silly and crazy? Like, damn, I didn't know you was like this. Wait a minute. Hold up. You know what I'm saying? Is it the first of the month? So that needs to be addressed, too. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
You don't see that side.
Not until so, you know, you're in the thick of it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then that can say, you know what? Right. Yes, that can cause you to not to be in a relationship no more or whatever. So I think that as a friend, you're going to see that part. And then as if you can deal with that individual. Can you deal with that? You know, because everybody has their little ways. Like, I don't feel like I've been bothered today. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. So I'm like that, too.
That's
That's
where it comes in, you know, having good communication.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, you have to. You got to do that. And then I believe now at this age, like if I'm dating somebody, I like to record each other. They're sitting on the couch on the weekend, we ain't off, and record our day, you know, how your day was, or this is what I like about you. They keep it fresh, you know what I'm saying? I mean, something different. You can't just do the same thing over and over. Let's sit down and record and talk about what I like about you, what what you did to make me mad or whatever the case might be. And then and give it just a kiss, you know, and, you know, hey, make it sparkle, make it nice. It got to be interesting. It got to be exciting. It can't just be the same thing over and over. Otherwise, it gets...
Have that friendship, you know. I was just going to say that's why you have to have friendship before, you know, you really get into anything more intimate and personal. I think having the friendship first. If we jump into something too intimate, too quickly, and we're not friends, then, you know, there's not much left to the relationship. So I think, you know, that's why people say, oh, you know, we should be friends first. But people are like, oh, you know, I'm too attracted. I don't want to be a friend.
No, I got to be
friends.
Don't
have to
get
too long, okay. Just long enough to get to know them.
Yeah, get to know that person. And like you said before, you don't need to know what happened in his past as far as his relationship. That's, I mean, I respect
right.
that. I like that. Let me find out
yeah.
who you are, because I'm not going to judge you based
exactly.
on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
right.
we live and learn.
The person with that they were with them, you know?
Right, exactly, yeah. So, you know, and as far as living together, I don't know, man. That's, boy, I mean, if she snores and all that, I don't know if I can do all that now. Like, look. You snoring and slobbering in the bed, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? I can't.
Well,
if
people have a snoring, I mean, there are things that you can do to keep from snoring, but they can't help that. I mean,
yeah. Well,
so
I mean, again, I have to go in another room. Then I have to go in another room. Like, but I, huh?
Well, you know, I talked to someone about this once, and they said that was absolutely not even part. It was not going to even be discussed if I were to ever be with them, that we would sleep in separate bedrooms. And I said,
right.
but if you're snoring, be awake, and I'm a light sleeper, why not? You know, there's nothing
exactly.
wrong with that.
Yeah. Right, that's true. You're right. That's true. You're right, Kat. That's true.
You know, I'm a light sleeper, and I don't want that snoring keeping me awake.
Then you listen, you turn over, and next thing you know, you got slobber on the bed. Like, what is this? Now, like, for me, I'm a very light sleeper, too. And if I hear any snoring, I'm going to be like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. I'm going to creep my butt out that bed and on the couch. And you ain't going to never know I'm up. Because I'm dead serious. I need to rest. If I'm sleeping, little thing, I got to get my sleep. Where you going? I'll be back and get some water. I can't do all that snoring. I got love for you, but, you know, hey, I done put you to sleep now. It's time for me to go to sleep. So I got to go to bed now. So
earplugs, you can wear. You can wear earplugs to try to drown out the snoring, or, you know, there's nose plugs and things for people that snore. So there's different things that they can do to prevent or, you know, reduce it. But, you know, there's always to try to resolve whatever issues you have in any relationship, whether it's snoring or slobbering or whatever the case may be. You just have to be willing to work with
right.
You're
so
sleepy. Or like them enough to work with them, you know?
But, you know, at this age, at this age, marriage is a big, you know, if for me, because, you know, I've been there and done that. So it's like, if I meet the right woman, you know, I don't know, would I do that? That's a big shooting dice. Like, I don't know if I could or not, because, I mean, you know, I don't want to keep losing out. But, I mean, I would. I want to be old by myself. I do want to get married. And, but, you know, it just take a lot of trust and respect, and like you said, a lot of friendship. That friendship has to stay there, it has to be there. And I think that people are out your relationship, and you put family and friends into your relationship. They give you, you know, advice and all that. Y'all make up, and then they look at him or looking at her in a different way. So I think that, you know, that needs to be discussed. And I don't think you should put it on social media, because people sometimes, you know, they judge you based on that. So, you know, if I ever get married at that time, I probably won't be on social media.
Are you friends with your exes?
Well, I don't. You know, here's the thing. I don't have exes. I never had exes. I never had it's always a woman. I would say my child mother. We still cool until this day. You know, because before then we didn't have social media. So, you know, she's a great mother. But I would say out of my lifetime, I only had like a couple, maybe two or three relationships. Not a lot, you know what I'm saying? And basically because beyond my ex, before the Tiger thing, most women that I come in contact with, it's because I what I do, you know, the radio and Tiger, and they can't deal with that. Some people can't do that because they're assuming that, oh, you're messing around. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you talk, I'm talking to you. Oh, you mess with that girl. You got her. It ain't about that. So, no. So that's what it is. Yeah.
So we the ones that you did call, the relationship with her, are you friends with them, though?
Yeah. I mean, we're cool, but we don't talk on a daily basis and not like that. So we're cool. But, no, it ain't that cup of tea. No, but we cool. But we have another guest coming in, Miss Elizabeth.
Oh.
I'd like to welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing? Good. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good.
Hey.
This is Miss Elizabeth.
Who are we
And this is Kat. We're talking about can a man be friends with a woman without being in a relationship? And I'd like to get your input on that.
Yeah, so I think yes. I mean, I think so. But I think if they're not looking for a friendship, it becomes very obvious, because I think for many men, like if they're putting time in many times, there's usually mm-hmm. some attraction there, right? But I do know of situations where maybe the girl wanted more than the friendship, and the guy actually just wanted the friendship, right? And it ended up later on where they discovered that, or she discovers that, oh, he's really in it for a friendship. So I think it can exist for sure. But I do think sometimes mm-hmm. it just depends on the dynamics. And I think there's also relationships where it could start off as a friendship and become romantic. So we've seen
yeah.
that probably happen with some people. And then mm-hmm. I think also sometimes we can not recognize someone who could potentially be a good partner, that's a good friend. I think that happens until they're in another yeah. relationship. Because there's some... Right? Because it's something about humans, we don't believe
yeah.
that people, we can't see them in the relationship scenario until we see them in the relationship scenario. And then we're like, oh, shoot, we missed these signs.
That's
so
a good
I think,
point. Yes. That's
yeah,
so true.
That's true. That's so true. And like I said, it's hard. It's hard nowadays, you know, in this generation it is, you know, you can have associates. Like I was telling Kat, you can have associates. Like we're talking now on the phone. Hey, how you doing? But when you're hanging out with a woman, you know, you might like her. Like, what's up? You know, how you doing? I'm just your friend. I know you, you know, but what's up? So a man
yeah.
don't try. We don't try. Because
we see
potentials,
right.
like, you know what I'm saying? And even
yeah.
if you got a man, we're going to listen to you until you break up with your boyfriend or your husband, and we're going to
mm-hmm.
throw our shot. You know what I'm saying? That's not, I can't speak for you. I mean, it's the truth.
I agree with you. I think it could start that way sometimes, and it could lead to
mm-hmm.
friendship. I think sometimes it could start and just be a friendship, too. But
right,
I do
right.
think,
yeah,
many times men are physical. You know, they're attracted to things visually. So if they're given time and
right.
effort, what I've seen in men, you don't invest a lot of energy everywhere. So if they're investing energy into you, there can definitely be something they're feeling for you. Because men are funny that way. They're like, these are my three things, gaming, sports, you know, collecting cars. It's not like 10 things, whereas women will be into like a lot of different things and be investing
right.
equal energy into it. But men are kind of like, I'm putting my energy here, here, and here. So that's why when a guy knows a girl has a friend of the opposite sex, they get nervous. Because they're thinking, oh, shoot, why is he investing so much energy here? There must be something
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's so true. Very
so let me ask you this.
Boy.
Would you, if a woman's married, before she get married and she tell her husband that she got, you know, male friends that she's been knowing for years, you know, should she get
mm-hmm.
rid of that those guys if her husband don't feel comfortable with it? Or would you, you know,
yeah. well,
let them stick around?
I think if someone... I always feel like women and men, both sides, if your person is not feeling comfortable, you need to explore that, because there could be something they're picking up that you're not picking up, or there could be a comfort level that friend is exhibiting that's a bit disrespectful, not directly with the other person noticing it, but the person who's in the relationship with the other person whose friend's noticing it. So my rule of thought is like, you get married. You know, the Bible says you leave your mom and dad and cling to your husband, wife, right? So that relationship is prioritized over friendships. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have friendships, because I don't think you can find everything within your marriage. That's not fair. I think you having friends and having other interests is what makes the marriage stronger, because I feel like couples need pieces of themselves within the relationship to, you know, to in common to work together, but you also need other things to fuel you as well, because it's just not healthy to have all this dependency to get everything from one person.
Exactly.
But that being said, if that friend crosses the line, if that friend disrespects that person, okay, that friend is out. I think that the relationship mm-hmm. should be prioritized over the friendship.
That's true.
I
that
agree.
Is so true. Yeah.
I have
yeah,
a
like
personal
that.
Experience
yeah.
that didn't want me to be friends with my previous friend, you know, male friends, and I respected that. So I used to talk to them, my male friends, on the phone, nothing, you know, not going out or anything. But when I knew that he wasn't comfortable with me still being friends with them because he felt like they still had attraction for me, then I just let it go. So I stopped talking to them on the phone. Now that we're not together,
that's
I talked to my friends.
Yeah. But that, you know what? but see, that's respect because a man knows how men are, regardless of you know how old or young. We know what they can do. You know what I'm saying? We know that you know she a fine woman, and this is my woman, and they friends. I know that she's telling him our problem. You know what I'm saying? Women like to, you know, some women like to talk. Girl, let me tell you what happened. He, you know, man, why he doing that? I don't know why he doing that. But he's gaining her trust. Even though they friends, in the back of his mind, it's like, okay, if he leave, I'm going to get my shot. Just like a woman. You know, some women just want friends. You don't look them like that. But, you know, guys, we going to, look, I have respect. We going to try to smash. I hate to say it like that, but we that's what we're looking at. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, you know. So,
But don't you think guys can reach an age of like, yeah, go ahead. You go first.
I was just going to say it has to be a mutual thing. I mean, the guy may want those things, but if the female still has made it,
right.
you know.
Clearly,
that she only wants to be friends with them, you know, there's nothing there anymore.
Well, he'll back down. He'll know if she she's attracted to him. You know, we know. Like, if I meet a woman, we cool, we hanging out. I know already if she digging me or not. You know what I'm saying? You can sense that as a man, just like a woman can sense that as a woman. Women
don't
know
you
already
think sometimes
that
men
man,
can have? You don't think sometimes that men can have a sense of overconfidence of that? So I feel like men are different from women in this way. Okay, can I challenge? I'm gonna challenge you respectfully. Respectfully, okay.
Go ahead.
A guy, if he's feeling a woman, if she smiles or gives him any body language that's positive, he's like, I'm in. The woman may not be thinking that all the time.
If she smiles at a man, that's cool. We don't think like, oh, wow, okay, that's cool.
Well, some guys do. Some guys are inflated in their sense of like.
Nah, that's not. That's a smile. Okay, how you doing? That's cool. I'm good with that. Now, if she gives that number out and say, you know, call me sometime, okay, that's okay, I got you. I'm not going to get excited, you know, but, you know, a man knows already what he wants. As soon as a woman opens her mouth, we can tell what kind of woman she is. As soon as she opens her mouth and start talking about da-da-da-da-da, we know. Just like y'all know. Y'all see a man, he wants that. It's not about sex for us all the time. I mean, it's that, but we want more than that. We want a woman that's going to support us and is going to be there when we have hard times, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case might be. Just be there for emotional support. You know, so a man will give you his world as long as you respect him and show him some kind of, you know, compassion. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got just like y'all got issues with the kids and all that, we got issues out here in the world too. So we just want that respect. And I don't care who it is, a man will tell you the same thing. Respect me. I'll give you anything you want. Be there for me. I'll do anything for you. But sometimes some women don't understand that. They're like, I ain't got time for that. So, you know, I can't speak for every man, but I just
I do like her point, though. The caller's
I don't want to get tagged in here now. Two women on here.
they do have those egos where they do think that, you know, I can wear her down or I can change her mind, even though she says she just wants to be friends. You know, if I just spend a little bit more time with her, you know, she'll change her mind. So there are some that are humble, but there are a lot
that feel
like they change the person's mind.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, you could have a high sense of introspection and self-awareness, right, where you pick up on people's, and a high level of emotional intelligence, where you pick up on people's cues, their body language, their nonverbal.
Right.
I don't think everyone has that.
Exactly.
I think some people have it. I don't think everyone's always clued in. So that's why I hate generalizing women and men, because I think women and men, I get to work with men and women, you know, and coach them. Very similar, more than different. Like, more similar than different. Just different ways of expressing things. So I feel like women more verbal. Like you said, women, right? Like, you're like, women going to talk it out. Because I think women are more built that way to get it out, mm-hmm. or the women are going to sense things more. Like, women are going to push for information, you know, if they sense something's off. I think men, they get it out in different ways, but they don't, it's not always a safe space to communicate things as much as women. So I think that's changing, because you see more men communities coming together to talk about things and to process
mm-hmm.
things
that's
and to
true.
Realize some
yeah.
of this is not natural. But I don't think that safe place has always been there. I think it's now finally starting to be more normalized.
I think women, yeah. guys, we don't open up to women too much because we don't want to get that stuff thrown back in our face. And, you know, a man, you know, I think one of my friends was telling this, we're not girls. So women like to talk on the phone, and that's how we don't do all
right.
that. But we listen to you guys because, you know, y'all are women. You know, hey, okay, but we don't. But believe me, we don't. It's like, okay, what about me? Oh, you'd be all right. Let me tell you what happened to work. Let me tell you about Jane. I care less about Jane. My feet tired. I'm tired. Relax. But women like to talk. Not no disrespect. Women like to talk. It's like, we don't talk like that, guys. We talk for a minute. Okay, man, I'll talk to you later on. But, you know what I'm saying? So
you're right about that. When they looked at language like men. Right. When they looked at language, like men, like looking at data, men do use half the words, amount of words that women
yeah.
use. So women are a little more verbally communicative versus men.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's just how we're built. So I don't really get offended when a man's like, don't try to make me like you, because I don't want a man to be like me. I want him to have some things where he can support me, right, emotionally, or we can
exactly.
have a conversation.
Right.
But I actually
yeah.
respect healthy masculine energy, and I think most women do. But like
yep.
you said, I do agree that guys do shut down pretty quickly, especially if it's like thrown back, or there's, you know, they finally have that moment, and then the woman's like, "You're weak." Like, she's not going to get that again.
Yeah.
Like, it's so that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I do get what you're saying, and I think we need to be healthier about that.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm gonna tell y'all a little. I'm gonna tell y'all a little secret the guys do. I'm quite sure y'all know this already. A man, when we get you guys, when we, you know, get your attention, we get your number and all that good stuff, and we become intimate with you ladies, we take it out. That's when we show who we really are. I mean, it's not about sex, but we try to be dominant and in a way where you respect us and love us, you know, because we can't do it, you know, without that sometimes. I mean, this is real talk. It's not about mm-hmm. sex, but it's about dominant. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you heard that before. But a man use intimacy to get respect sometimes. You know what I'm saying? That makes mm-hmm. sense to you or not? That makes sense?
No, to explain more. I want to hear more about that.
Well, how can I say it? Like, a man can talk to you and this and that. You know what I'm saying? He have a mouthpiece. But once he gets you in bed and he shows you who he is, you know, sometimes a woman respects him more. Not because of his performance. This is what guys do. We do that. You know what I'm saying? Some of us do. We take it out on mm-hmm. that. You know what I'm saying? We take it out sexually on the guys to make us respect.
So that's you're saying like intimacy. So because we know intimacy can be exploited, right? So let's take that off the table. We're
mm-hmm.
saying when a guy really is feeling a woman or wanting to connect with her on a deeper level, and he's intimate with
right.
her, the way he's showing up intimately is like his sign to her to like, I'm really trying to show you that I can go deeper
yeah,
with you. Or
I mean, that's real talk.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, like, you know, that shows respect. You know, sex is cool, it's all right, but when we have y'all like that, y'all, it's like dominant, you know what I'm saying? We have that power. I don't know if y'all understand that or not, but that's most guys think that way. Some guys, not all of us, but some of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then some
mm-hmm.
guys.
That makes sense.
That
with the, it sounds like when the intentions are right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true, yeah. So,
yeah, I get that.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
But that's the idea. But I think as long as we communicate and learn how to, you know, understand each other as men and women, especially, you know, with black men and black women, we'll have a better understanding. But we have to learn how to respect each other and communicate and learn how to disagree and agree on different topics without yelling at each other and calling each other out in his name. So that needs to be addressed in the friendship. So, you know, I always say this, if you disrespect me the first time, whether you're a woman or man, we're done. That should be, I tell my daughter that, if a man disrespects you the first time, leave him alone. Don't sit there and keep allowing that to happen just because he or she apologized. Let that person go. You know what I'm saying? You got to put boundaries mm-hmm. down. You can't just, okay, I'm no. The first time he does it or she does it, we're finished. How do you feel about that? Think it's bad?
What, to, like, the first time, like, that's the end game?
Like,
yeah, once they show you something?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I think it depends on the situation because, okay, so I'm going to use the example of, like, your parents. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your parents know you pretty well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think they knew you pretty well, like, when you were born?
Yeah, I think they know me. I mean, you know, I think my mom did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you say, I think you want to say something because I'm going to keep going with this. Or did you want to say something to the other young lady? Okay, so if your parent, okay. So when you were first born, your mother may have knew certain things about you because you were in her belly, but she didn't really know your personality totally yet.
Right.
She may have had some inferences of it, but she really got to know you and your dad once you were like here, and you started talking, and you started walking, and you started showing your personality. And I think about that relationship. So even as a grown adult, your parents know you in lots of ways, right? Probably more closely than an outsider, but there's still things they may mm-hmm. not know about you. And I just think when we get in relationships, we almost have an unrealistic expectation that when someone's reacting a certain way, that the intention is bad. Now, I'm not talking about toxic people who – yeah, you say something to them, they're cursing you out, they can't communicate, because really what that is about their limited way of being able to express themselves. So they react mm-hmm. in like very demonstrative or big ways to get attention because that's what they've been conditioned to do or that's what they've learned to do. But I'm talking about like when you're in a relationship, I think sometimes people are given up too quickly because just like your parents had to get to know you in a relationship, you have to get to know someone. And you have to communicate through those moments. So I always, you know, my parents were married 57 years, right? And I always joke with them. Yeah, like, and my mom, I would say, do you feel like you know my dad? And she would say, because they passed on now, and she would say, I'm still learning your dad. 57 years in, like 50-something years. I'm like, really? She said there's always a new dimension that's happening because, like, we're growing, we're evolving. So I just say that mm-hmm. to say, like, I think, no, you don't stay in a situation where it's detrimental, but I feel like sometimes you have to learn to communicate where you are at point A to get to point B. I don't think that the relationships we see that are that have longevity haven't gone through some difficult moments, and I think we need to be more transparent about that because, like, me and my husband, we thought we knew each other pretty well before we got married, but then as we got married, that was a different stage for us, and mm-hmm. there were things I was like, whoa, you know, and I'm sure he was he said on the other side, he was like, whoa, you know, just communication styles, solving through problems, right? Expectations and vision of what marriage is. So that took time, but I'm very grateful that we got through and, like, pushed through those moments where it would have been really easy to just go back to our ways of operating, right, before we were married, which the marriage ending. So I just say that to say, like, yes, if this is somebody that's just not willing to listen at all, they're not willing to have, you know, deal with constructive criticism, no, but sometimes there could be some beautiful things that are made if we have patience and we seek to mm-hmm. understand and we lean into curiosity. When we're getting to know people.
That is so true. Yeah.
Very true. Because I know there's times where just watching, I watch a lot of movies and I see couples and the one will do something to the other. And I'm just like, yes, girl, just walk away. And then I think about, that's not right. Because he was in the heat of the moment and he was sorry and there was a good reason for it. And then when they worked it out, I was like, yeah, see, what if she just walked away, you know, and listened to me?
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's just a movie, and they're acting, but that happens in real life so many times people will give up so easily because they don't want to fight through it. So it teaches me
patience. People don't have patience nowadays. They, You know,
oh my God.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's like if you've been married or been in a relationship, you got kids, and then you get in a relationship with this woman or man, and they start on some crazy stuff, like I ain't got time. At this age, I ain't got time for it. So, you know, I mean, everybody don't have that much patience because, like, it's hard to really get to know someone when you're a certain age. Like, okay, let me get to know this person. All right, this is, you know, mm-hmm. this is what, okay, don't try to change me. I won't change you. But, you know, you don't have a lot of patience nowadays, you know, and everybody's setting their ways. You can't change people nowadays. So you got to respect who they are. That's why I said friendship, we kind of was talking about that. Friendship is very important. Without friendship, there's no relationship. And I think that when you are in a relationship, you should, not every day, but on the weekends, record, you know, videos of you guys talking about this and that. It just brings something different to the relationship. You know, you got to try something different to keep the relationship going. And not be jealous, not be envy, and all that good stuff. So you got to know how to trust each other. You know, like I was telling Kat earlier, the relationships I was in, you know, the women I was in contact with, you know, me doing the radio and the Tiger thing, they didn't like that. They was like, I don't like that because I don't trust people. You know what I'm saying? So that didn't work out too well because of the insecurity. You know, and things like that. So, you know, people don't, you know, you don't settle for anything nowadays. Just because somebody don't like certain things, you don't change somebody. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stop doing what I like doing to please somebody. You know, I'm not that desperate to be in a relationship. You know?
Yeah.
I just stop doing what I
think.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying, like, is true in a way. Like, if you have core values and principles that are important to you mm-hmm. and someone comes against that, that probably
oh, yeah.
won't be a good relationship for you. That's probably
oh, no.
a huge sign.
Right.
And I think sometimes our leading indicator sometimes for relationships are off, right? So mm-hmm. I know there's a physical piece. I know there's physical attraction. I understand there's physical chemistry. But if those are your leading indicators, like what someone has that can be stripped away, I always say,
mm-hmm.
then
right.
that relationship is going to encounter challenges because A, you're going to get older. B, things are going to happen in life. And C, what really you want to see is can that person really hold to certain, like, core attributes, you know? Like, are they humble? Are they honest? Are they loyal? Do they have integrity?
Right.
Are they consistent?
Right.
Can they resolve mm-hmm. conflict in a healthy way?
Exactly.
And I'm not saying, like, ooh, that, right? Because I think we were like, man, hey, I really like sex, so this person has to be good and bad. I'm not saying that's not important, but this shouldn't be, like, your top reason. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I think if we reflect back on people where maybe there was great chemistry, it sometimes
right.
we were like, whoa, that chemistry led us to some places we didn't need to go, right? But
right.
then if you look at it more holistically, it sets you up to, like, really, like you said, not give in when you know what your value system is, when you see
yeah,
someone really come against that value system.
Yeah, and even though that person might be fine and attractive and have all everything you need, but when you let them know, look, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing just because you don't feel comfortable. And that's one thing about this business, you know, you meet a lot of people around the world. You can't, you know, hey, it's just, you know, it's networking. But some people don't understand that, you know. They're looking around, oh, you messing with this. So that's something I can't deal with. That's irritable to me, to be, you know, a woman to be jealous or a man be jealous, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
that's a deal breaker for me. So I won't stop what I'm doing for a woman, you know, and it's like I won't stop her from what she's doing, you know. So that it is what it is, you know. So, yeah.
And I think the thing to remember is, like, in a relationship, what no one wants to hear is, like, everyone settles. At some
right,
point,
right.
you're going to settle. And it's not, like, a bad thing. It just may mean, like, okay, this person has 80% of what I want. I'm okay with that. The 20%, I don't love this and this, but I can live with it. So I think a lot of times we navigate relationships in black and white too much, and there's a ton of gray. Because if you're
right.
a couple that's been together for a long term, there's things they're like, I'm still here. I didn't think I would be here. And I'm still, you know, like, I dealt with this, but we overcame it this way. Now, this is not to say
yeah.
you should be with someone practicing, again, toxic type of things, or
right.
they just don't change and it's creating heartache and all that. But I'm saying that, like, sometimes
right.
the things we thought we would not settle on, we do settle on eventually. And no one wants to talk about that. We're living in a world where people are like, I ain't settling for nothing. And I'm like, okay, you're saying that now, but eventually. so you'll grow up and you'll realize there's some things you're gonna have to learn to be flexible on, because people,
right, they gotta be flexible.
They change, they evolve.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But then at the same time, don't let no one take your morals away. Don't let someone change you.
No, not that part.
Just to please them. Because, you know, when you do that as a man or a woman, you're dividing yourself. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do that. So it's been plenty of times, oh, she's fine. But at the same time, you can't deal with what I'm doing. You're worrying about if I'm talking this moment, I don't like that, you know. So,
yep,
you know,
agreed.
That's not gonna work out for me. I'd rather be by myself than be in a bad relationship, wondering if she trusts me or whatever.
I'm not talking about extremes. I'm not talking about the extremes. I'm just talking about, like, the gray areas.
Yeah.
Like, someone, you have a discussion, they say something, it offends you or hurts you, and you're like, I'm done with them, as opposed to digging deeper into it, because it could just be learning how to communicate something you don't feel comfortable with. Because I feel like most of the time when they looked at it, they said everyone lies, okay? Everyone lies on some level.
Yeah.
They've just told a lie. But when they look at the intent behind the lie, I think it was only 3% of the time is it malicious. So sometimes lying is like, I'm not saying lying is a good thing, but sometimes people are like lying to protect position, or lying to make you think more of them, or lying to fit in. Like, so I think, and again, like, honesty is important. So I'm not, so for people that lie, I'm like, they out there like, see, I can lie. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. Someone may lie to you, and you may say, that's one of my things I would never deal with. And but it might be it may have been a lie to protect your feelings or something. So it's like
you got to look a little bit beyond,
you know.
Yeah. But as you get older, you get wiser, and you learn.
Yep.
Like you said, you're going to have to compromise a little bit here and there. And like I said, start out as friends, you know, and go from there. And you'll know in the beginning of that friendship, you know, when y'all start talking about relationships or whatever the case might be, you know, what he or she likes. And you know, as a man or a woman, you know, this is somebody I can deal with. So before you get to the B side, you know, you know already with the A side, like, okay, no, we cool. No, I ain't gonna even step to that. Because once you, you know, go to the B side with her, and whether you in a relationship or not, those are feelings now. So you don't want to put yourself in that situation where you start, you know, become intimate with that woman and then, you know, it becomes feelings then. So don't tap into that. Just wait. So you're learning, you know, just like you learn how to be a mother and a father, you're still learning how to be in a relationship or try to, you know, because it's for guys, like I said, we visualize. We're like, man, she's fine, she talk right, but is she really like that? Is she just put on the act, you know what I'm saying? What's she really like, you know what I'm saying? So we look at y'all like, oh, she's fine, she talk right, she smell good, but what is she really like? Is she on some crazy stuff? So, you know, it's just, you know, we have all kinds of ways, I think. So,
it's always a learning experience.
Yeah, it's a learning, yeah. And that's why I do these shows, because you're never too old to learn about being in a relationship or dealing with a woman. Yeah. So, but ladies, it's been great. I do appreciate both of you guys for coming on and your time and all that. And I can never get
enough
of it. I can talk all day long. Say it again.
As well.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying I enjoyed the caller's perspective and insight. She's very knowledgeable in relationships.
Had to go through a lot to get here, but I don't want everyone else to do that. So I'm passionate about it. I'm like, if I can cut your time in half, I want to do it. Like, I don't want people to experience all the heartaches I went through not making good decisions about relationships.
Like I said, it takes time and trust. And I think me and Kat was talking about this. I think if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't involve your family and friends in your business. Because everybody has their opinion about, you know, he or she. You know, one thing that if I ever get back in there, I won't involve my family, because everybody has their inputs, you know, and that can cause a person to, you know, think differently, you know. So that's one thing I would never do
for
again.
For sure.
You know,
I'm glad you have this platform for that.
Yeah. That might be a good subject for next time, man. involvement in a family. Should have in a marriage, something to that effect.
Yeah, definitely. Well, ladies, thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for taking the time out to come on the show. And thank you for the knowledge, you know, and thanks to people out there, Japan, listening in, which is, you know, nice, and Canada and a couple other countries listening in, and D.C., Detroit, Chicago, Maryland. Thanks a lot listening, guys. So any last comments?
Well, I was just going to say, if anyone wants to learn more about the work I'm doing, my name's Elizabeth. I don't know if I introduced myself, Elizabeth Overstreet, and my website where they can find me is ElizabethOverstreet.com.
Okay,
oh,
that's
great, Elizabeth Overstreet. My name is Kat Wilson, and they can find me on Instagram as KAwakened. I'm also on TikTok as Kat Can Relate, and I also wrote a book on mothers and daughters. It's called Empowering Relationships Between Mothers and Daughters. So it's on Amazon if you'd like to check it out.
Amen. Cool. Great, guys.
I'm going to check your book out. That's awesome. Good work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you guys. You have a blessed day.
Appreciate
you
too.
Bye-bye.
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 Thanks, Matthew. Bye-bye.